Hello there. Thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. Appreciate you doing that. I'm really thinking today about the weather. If you're in the same country as I am, I'm in England, the weather is really, really bad at the moment. Rain, non-stop rain. We're into July. You'd think the summer really didn't exist. My wife was just saying to me today, I think we'll just skip the summer and go back to the winter. It was easier. It was nicer. I'm just thinking what the Bible has to say about weather. The Lord Jesus Christ, he addressed the Pharisees one day with another group of these religious leaders in Israel, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they came and they knew that Jesus did miraculous things, and they tested him, they tempted him, that he would give them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said to them, this is Matthew 16, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed." I was thinking about that. You know, we can tell the weather. My wife's grandfather, he said, if you look at the leaves, and if the leaves are turned upwards, well, you know that it's going to rain. And he would have certain things as a farmer that he could identify the weather. The Lord Jesus was really talking about something we even talk about in our day. When I was a child, we used to say, "Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning." That's what the Lord Jesus was saying. You can discern the weather from the sky. You can see it will be good weather if at night the sky is red. Or he says, in the morning, if it's red, well, you say it's going to be bad weather. But the Lord Jesus was saying, we're very good at checking out the weather and deciding what it's going to be like, but we don't pay attention to the signs of the times. We don't see what's going on round about us. The Bible says the world would become more wicked. The Bible says that wickedness would become the norm, that pleasure would become the norm, that a lack of natural affection would become normal, that people on a short fuse and losing their temper, rage and road rage and all that stuff would become the norm, that man would become more and more sexually permissive. The Bible said all these things. Do you discern the signs of the times? Jesus said to the people of his day, the only sign I'm going to give you is the sign of Jonah. What was that? Well, that's the fantastic story of Jonah and the whale. The man who was sent by God to warn a people about God's judgment, but he refused to go. He ended up being judged by God, thrown into the ocean by his fellow travellers, swallowed by a whale, preserved for 3 days and three nights, spewed out on the beach, and then eventually goes to Nineveh to warn the people that in 40 days God will judge them. They turn from their sin, they plead with God for mercy, and because they repent and turn and accept that God is holy and righteous, they're forgiven. What's the sign? God will judge our world. He's given us plenty of examples that that will be the case. He's done it in the past with the flood. He did it in the example of Jonah and the whale. He sent his son to die for us so that we might understand that God is serious about sin and punishing it, judging it. And today, he wants us to see the signs and to realise time will come to an end, that God will judge the world in righteousness by the man he's appointed, but that we can be saved because Jesus died, took the judgment of God for sin. He rose from the dead on the third day. He went back to heaven, and today he offers on behalf of his Father God salvation to those who turn, repent, believe and rest in him as Saviour. Check these things out. Read the Bible. Read John's Gospel chapter 3 verse 16 and come to trust in the Lord Jesus. Thank you once again for listening.